A few minutes later, he caught his first glimpse of Space Station 1, only a few miles away. The sunlight glinted and sparkled from the polished metal surfaces of the slowly revolving 300-yard diameter disk. Not far away, drifting in the same orbit, was a swept-back Titov V spaceplane, and close to that an almost spherical Ares 1B, the workhorse of space, with the four stubby legs of its lunar landing shock absorbers jutting from one side. The Orion 3 spacecraft was descending from a higher orbit, which brought the Earth into spectacular view behind the station. From his altitude of 200 miles, Floyd could see much of Africa and the Atlantic Ocean. There was considerable cloud cover, but he could still detect the blue-green outlines of the Gold Coast.